This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, I'm back. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
Welcome back. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 31st, episode 1666. Brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
Well, it seems like forever since I did a show with you. It has been forever since I did a show with you.
It's probably, I know,
been 2 weeks.
You haven't been here in a long time. I mean, let's see. I've had 1, 2, 3 hosts replace you.
That's true. It's been about 2 weeks, I think. That's probably the longest since we started this show that we didn't do a show together.
I know.
And you did a great job. I actually listened when I was traveling to you guys in the car. So I got to hear some of the sound issues that Jennifer and I worked on correcting the levels a little bit. We apologize to the live listeners for level issues. But it was interesting to listen in the car, and you did a great job, and all of your co-hosts really stepped up. They really did.
Thank you. Yeah, they did awesome. Thanks to everybody who filled in. Jennifer too.
Yes, Jennifer too, for sure. And for everybody, I'm still alive. I got about 5,000 messages from listeners over the last week, and I appreciate that. But I'm still here. This one just knocked me on my butt this time. I'm never going back to Kentucky Horse Park again. You guys are on your own for Rolex.
You're lying if you're dying.
I'm probably not going back to Road to the Horse again. This is the third year in a row I've gotten sick from that show.
Yeah, it's definitely are allergic to it, so... You just have to wear a mask in there, like all the Asian ladies in the commissary at the Brown Base.
I don't sound like this when I'm doing a show. I sound like this the whole time. It'd be kind of hard to understand.
Exactly. Sounds
but you know what's a bummer is it's such a fun show to do.
I know. Well, hey, we had like massive wind here yesterday.
I heard all over the West, actually.
Oh my gosh. Any listeners in the West or Southwest, you know what I'm talking about. Yesterday was so bad. So my eyes still burn from sand and dust, and I can't breathe either. So I'm currently in the allergic phase like you were.
Oh, good. So sick and stuffy in the morning. Is that our new name? Great. Then people are really going to want to listen to this episode. I'm coughing and you're sniffling and great. The only one healthy here is Jennifer.
I will turn my mic off to blow my nose.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'll blow my nose into the microphone.
I'm going to try and turn it off before I cough, but it comes on rather quickly, so I can't promise anything.
Well, it's Friday. This is exciting. I leave town Sunday. I'm going to Monty's Sunday, so I'm going to be coming at you live from California for the next 3 weeks.
I didn't know that.
I know. Well, it snuck up on you. Somebody asked me, they were like, did you just plan this? Is like last minute?
So let me get, you're going to be going to Monty's for 3 weeks and leaving from there to go to Rolex?
Well, yeah, I come home for a couple of days before Rolex.
Does your husband know about this?
There's no way to quickly get this done. Okay, I actually paid for this course like November. So it's been on the books for a long time because how it's going to work is I'm going to be in California for 3 weeks. Oh, my God. I'm going to sleep every night.
Oh, that's you'll be childless, okay. Animal-less. Are you bringing a horse or not?
I'm bringing Zeus, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Chad was like, take him. I don't care how much it costs. Just do it. Get him out of here. He's like, he needs a break from Zeus.
His life will be so much easier without Zeus there.
Oh my God. He's like, what's it going to be? It's going to be so quiet.
Nobody be breaking out, breaking in.
Six other horses here. He's like, oh my God, it's going to be so easy. So the first week, my mother-in-law is coming here. The second week, my Chad and Lucas are going to Oklahoma. And oh my God, sit down for this, because you're going to have to Amazon him some booze or something, because my dad and his wife are coming for the third week.
At your house?
Yes. And I'm not going to be here. So my father and his wife are going to hang out with Lucas and all day. And then Chad's going to go to work and he's going to come home and he's going to have my dad and his wife.
Okay.
And
that's Lucas cruel and unusual punishment. that's grounds for divorce.
We didn't know what to do with the third week. And I'm like, well, I could call. And he was like, oh, okay. And I thought, did he just say that's okay?
He's going to be picking up extra shifts. So be flying planes all over the country.
Oh my God. I can't.
Oops, sorry. I was delayed again.
Oh,
I can't
gosh,
get out of the airport. Sorry.
I don't know what happened.
There's security risk. Can't leave.
I was on my way home and I had to go to the golf course.
That's right.
Just something happened. My car drove there. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So it is happening. I leave Sunday. I've been packing like crazy and trying to get everything ready. And
so you are going to be doing the show? I really, truly didn't remember you were doing this.
You've been busy.
You'll be doing the shows from there?
Yes, I okay. might actually, boss, by the way, since we're doing the show right now, I might as well ask you, maybe I'll take the Monday after Easter Sunday off, because I'm going to fly home to be
I don't even know when
Easter.
That is, but it's
Let's
fine.
See, I think it's the 10th.
I think I owe you one or two after the past 2 weeks.
All right, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition, the eventer, Maya Simmons, whose headlines you might have been reading, is going to stop by and recount her amazing stirrupless cross-country adventure. And then next up, desolate ranch wife Jolynn Young comes to us live from the middle of nowhere. And then after the break, Reese and Philip are coming to us. They are the hosts of the Dressage Radio Show, and they're coming to us live from Omaha, Nebraska. That's right. This week, Omaha, Nebraska is the epicenter of dressage, and they'll explain why. And then trailing along like brambles in your horse's tail as he gallops in a panic across the field, it's really bad ads.
That's pretty good, Jennifer. Thank you. Well, my Daily Winnie has to go to my lovely wife, Jennifer, who covered everything this week. And you know how she loves to host shows, Jamie.
Oh my God. Yeah. You owe her big time.
No. She covered WAG Show, and Samantha did a good job there. And then she was on there with Wendy, and we actually had to cancel a couple of the shows this week. But thank you, Jennifer, for covering everything. And then you didn't hear about this, but last Friday, before we went live at Road to the Horse, we kept having a problem, and it was just becoming an issue. And it was happening last week when I was gone, when you were doing shows, with horrible static. And so before we go on the air live, which we have more listeners for Road to the Horse Live than we do anything else we do all year. And before we go, about 2 hours ahead of time, I'm on the phone with her and we're trying to get this figured out. And she's about ready to quit and, you know, getting really upset. And we're pulling every cord and testing everything. And we discovered the static was coming from my brand new computer. That we could, we could not get it to go away. So you should see my desk right now. I have an extra computer here just to play the sound, and we're gonna have to figure that out over the weekend. But she was about ready to quit. It was
funny you mentioned that. I noticed the static on Debbie's show when Jennifer was talking.
Yeah, we're trying to fix that. That's a different problem.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, that's a different problem. See, Jennifer, I told you that was an issue. So we have to figure that one out, too. So, yeah, there's been all kinds of... So that was right before we went on for 6 hours of coverage at Road to the Horse, and I had her almost quitting or divorcing me then, and then having to cover everything when I got home, because I pretty much got really sick on the way home. So, anyway, thank you, Jennifer. Love you.
You're going to have to do more than that, Bucko.
That's all I can do right now.
You should be rubbing her feet while you're talking to her.
She doesn't want me touching her. Are you kidding?
My daily whinny goes out to the people of the ATL. That's right, Atlanta. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
No, huh?
Okay, this is like, I for those who don't know, I was a traffic reporter in Atlanta for 10 years. 10 years, I would wake up and do the morning drive and then go home and then come back, use a go ride, and then go back and do the afternoon drive. 85 was the freeway I lived on, and I lived right off an exit called Claremont Road. So I lived 85 in Claremont. And yesterday in the evening, a fire broke out underneath one of the bridges on 85 southbound. A fire broke out, and it was so big, it was burning the I don't know how it happened. They don't know how it happened. Nobody knows the cause of this fire yet. But basically, the fire was so huge that it melted the bridge on the freeway.
Wow.
People are stuck for hours because then the bridge on the freeway collapsed.
Oh, wow.
So there is a huge chunk of Interstate 85 that is heading into the heart of downtown, like exits away from where all the freeways meet up. And there is no road. It's gone. Not one person was injured in this problem, but people were stuck for hours. So I was going to just provide some people with a little bit of information and details if you are in the Atlanta area right now, because I feel like there is going to be a lot of traffic. Of course, the new Braves Stadium opens tonight. Like, there's crazy stuff goes on Friday, and now there's a freeway that is missing. So here you go. All right, folks. 85 South closed the George 400 northbound ramp. So you've been routed out onto George 400 South. So 400 southbound closed Sydney Marks Boulevard. 400 ramp 85 North is open. Traffic is being diverted off the downtown connector north to take 75 North, the Brookwood split. Traffic on 75 South can take the ramp to 85 North, so you have to exit at 251. The Buford Spring connector remains closed in both directions. There's no access to 85 South from Chamblee, Tucker, Shalford, Claremont, or North Druid Hills. Basically, what we're going to ask you to do is just avoid the area.
You still have it. Very well done.
I never had a Southern accent when I did it before. I don't know what just happened.
That's very good. You still have it. Is that where you learned to talk so damn fast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had to do an entire, you know, traffic report city and area in 30 seconds. And then you had to read a commercial really fast.
Very well done. I love when you go into that. It's funny. I'm glad I missed that, by the way, driving back on Monday.
Gosh, I know. Glad you I just drove that. Through this area. Oof. It's crazy. And so basically what you have to do instead of take the downtown, like if you think of Atlanta as a circle, there's a freeway that goes all the way around the city. And right. then there's two freeways that cross like an X in through the middle of it. And a freeway that goes straight across.
75 is one of them, right?
And so the one that goes straight through the city like an X, one of those collapsed. So that's gone. So now everybody's going to take the circle that goes around, which is called 285.
What the hell was in the truck?
I don't know. But let me tell you, 285 has already been named as the most dangerous freeway in the country.
I took 285 the other day instead of going through downtown. And by the way, I wanted to tell you this. When I was heading up, it was the night they had the huge storms in Atlanta. And I hit Atlanta at about, it was dark. It was dark. And I thought, I should get a hotel before I get to Atlanta. And I said, no, I can make it past Atlanta. Soon as I hit Atlanta, the storms hit. And right before we got into the downtown on 75, I went straight through town. The truck in front of me, I said, God, it's windy. It's blowing me all over the place. The truck in front of me almost blew over. The tractor trailer truck started leaning to its side, and that's how I knew we were getting the, you know, that these were bad storms. Apparently there were tornado warnings and everything else, and it was like, oh God. And so I drove through downtown Atlanta there in the pouring down rain, thunder, lightning, and you know how there's 85 lanes that you can't even see I couldn't even see the markers, so people were just sort of driving wherever. It was a treat. You know, I haven't enjoyed driving through Atlanta any time we've ever done it, to be honest, Jamie. It's the least favorite part of that trip.
Unbelievable.
Well, we're going to get to our first guest here. I just wanted to mention real quick that we have some meetups planned for Rolex. although going back to the Kentucky Horse Park right now is not my favorite thing to think about, but we'll be there. I booked the Grey Goose in Midway for dinner meetup Friday night of Rolex at 7:30. That's where we met for Road to the Horse. It was a lot of fun. They have a back room, and they reserved it for us. The food is really good. Best gluten-free pizza I've ever had in my life. And they have lots of food for you, too. They have some vegetarian options and things. So, and that will be happening on the Friday night at 7:30, and we invite all of our listeners to come out and meet us there. We had about 20 there for Road to the Horse, so hopefully we'll have even more than that. We'll also meet a half an hour before jump number one at Cross Country on Saturday morning, hopefully not in the pouring down rain this year. And then at 2 p.m. at the Horse Nation tailgate for trivia and prizes. Jamie and I always do the trivia there at Horse Nation tailgate in the afternoon of Cross Country Day at 2 p.m. It's usually over by then, and we can have a little fun and hand out some prizes. So that's
drink some beer.
And drink some beer. They always have some left, so that's a good time to meet there. And it reminded me that tomorrow is Horse Nation's big day, the day they Leslie looks forward to every year. It's April 1st.
Oh, no.
So we'll see what happens on Horse Nation tomorrow. All right, our guest is ready.
All right. Well, I would like to welcome Maya. Maya is the eventer that we talked about on Monday about this amazing save of jumping into the water, losing your stirrups and all that. But first, Maya, I got to clear up something. One of our listeners sent me a message about you and told me that she's like, I know how to get a hold of her. Her name is Jennifer. Maya Sisson or Sisson. And then in the Simmons. Chronicle of the Horse, it says Simmons. And then in a whole another place, it was different. So what is your official last name?
Well, my official last name is Simmons. My name was Studeman for a long time before I got married. And most people knew my career through that. Okay. And because of my husband and everything else, I've never changed my name on Facebook just to keep it my old last name. So it always is confusing for everyone to. Actually, I think they think there are a few Mayas out there riding.
It's funny that
just me.
The woman who books our guest, Denise, she's like, I should have been a private investigator because I guess she called some number about some Mayas. It was like some guy was like, this ain't her number. So I'm glad we found you. Good job, Denise. Maya, tell us, where are you from?
I actually grew up in Wyoming, but I'm living in Southern Pines, North Carolina. My husband's in the Army here at Fort Bragg. And so my parents are here too now. So it's nice and it's home now. So
are you guys there? I'm military. My husband's military too. Are you there for the long haul or you have to
move
every couple
of
years?
Yep. No, we don't have to move. So it's nice. Yeah.
As an eventer, when your husband gets stationed at Fort Bragg, did you celebrate with the eventing gods that you just got like the greatest station ever?
I know, it is lucky. I actually met him here, so that worked out really well, and it worked out well that he doesn't have to leave. So
that is a big score. That's a big score. So any young aspiring eventers, head to Fort Bragg, Southern Pines, because I know that when I was a working student in Southern Pines, all the girls were dating military boys, all the other working students.
I know. It's like the only option. And my husband had longer hair. He kind of tricked me. I didn't really realize that he was in the Army until later. But
what? There you go. That's cool.
I don't know if two of us can have dangerous jobs. This is maybe not the right match, but it's worked out so far.
Now, this video, I've seen lots of people lose their stirrups on a cross country course, you know, and keep going or fall off or whatever. This story really stood out to so many people, and why it stood out to me is several reasons. First of all, you're not, you know, a Boyd Martin, you know, you're not like ridiculous guy like that who rides 15 billion horses constantly, you know, at every horse trial.
Yeah.
And this stood out because of the unique situation. One stirrup didn't break. Tell everybody what happened.
I think my horse, RJ, was his kind of first time out. I ran him in a little prelim just to get going, but he's like so quiet. And and I run him in a rubber Snapple. And he just came out rearing to go, and I was just kind of hanging on for the first part of the course. And I think I came into the water a little too fast. He just jumped really hard. And my legs were in front of me, but when he landed, I just got thrown onto his neck. And you can see a picture of my feet, like I almost clicked my heels behind me. And the pressure of that, I think, pulled both the leathers off the bars of the saddle. And I thought that I just lost my stirrups. I didn't realize that they weren't attached anymore. So I just was kind of like, oh God, there's that corner. So I hung on, and Archie had already seen it and was going for it. So I was like, oh, all right, I'll get my stirrups now. You know, we made it over the massive corner, and then I couldn't find them again. So I finally looked down and they were hanging off my saddle. I thought, oh, I can put them back on. So I went to pull up, and by the time I pulled up, they had both fallen off and were in the grass. And I was like, I don't really know the rules. And then I just kind of looked ahead and was like, well, maybe I'll see what A, A, and B feels like. And if that doesn't feel horrible, you know, so I jumped through it, and I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. And I was like, I'll just see if he can jump me out of the tack over like a solid table. And I was like, oh, that was all right. I might be able to do this. So it was really, I don't know. It is so interesting how people really latched onto the story, and I just didn't really think it was that big of a deal, I guess, when I did it. And people were cheering, and I was like thinking like, oh, you guys would really be cheering if you knew I didn't have my stirrups. But I guess Brian O'Connor was screaming over the radios the whole time, so everyone knew. And it was just a very funny situation, because I just didn't realize that it would kind of reach so many people, and people be like, think that it was such a big deal. But then I can't think of anyone that has actually lost both stirrups. You hear, no, like a one stirrup, like, you know.
Well, I
kind of thought Mark Todd can do this at Burley. I think I should probably try to get around Carolina International. I mean,
well,
to think I'm going to do a 4-star scene, so I should just try it.
Well, and I think that's what really stood out to me, too, is you're not Mark Todd. You're a woman who is coming back after having freaking kids, man, like twins.
Yeah, well, they probably keep me in shape the most out of anyone, so they're probably helping me out.
I
grew up in Wyoming, and we were so... Oh, you do? Yeah, so you know, oh, yeah. You're running around. I used to ride in Wyoming, and we were like, and I just rode all summer usually, and goofed off, and I never put on saddles. We were way too lazy. We would just play all day. And so I don't know. Maybe I just kind of remembered how, or I don't know. I have very good balance. I always have. And I'm a very good cross country rider. That's kind of my best phase. So I guess it just worked out.
Well, how long?
Kind of.
How long for the listeners that don't know? How long did you go? How many jumps did you take after that?
Advanced, probably, by the way. Advanced.
Advanced. Like, yeah.
I made it to like 22, and I lost him at 6. So a few combinations. There's like a bunch of combinations in there. Another water. A big like drop into a keyhole, that kind of stuff. The coffin at the end, I was worried about the whole way around. I was trying to figure out how I was going to get through it, because I was worried about it when I had my stirrups. It was just a very big question. So unfortunately, I didn't make it.
What happened?
Kind of glanced off, and I jumped in really well. There's actually a picture of me jumping in, and I'm leaning back. I look like I would have had my stirrups. I was, you know, you don't think about it, but I guess I was doing fine, and I felt fine. And he twisted over the ditch, and it just kind of unseated me a little bit. And he glanced off, and I just kind of slid off the side. It was a pathetic attempt to try and get over the wedge corner. I didn't make it. So I was very disappointed. I was like 4 from
after
home,
all that work.
I know. I was just like, oh, I could have just at least had a 20 and just jumped the little option, but it was fine, you know.
And how sore were your thighs the next day?
That was my question. Yeah.
I was so okay. I had a prelim horse the next day. I was totally fine. But man, the day after that, my hip flexors, when I Actually, it was the day after that. I took Monday off, and then I got on the horses on Tuesday, and I was like, oh, wow, I actually am really sore. My thighs are fine. It was just like my hip flexors, I think, from squeezing, trying to stay on, trying to keep my balance.
Well, it's an incredible story, and I just think it resonated with people because you like coming back advance after having twins, and it's just like you're like a real person that everybody gets, you know. It's just everybody wants to be. I would like to be you. Yeah. Coming back after twins. Yeah. Going advanced, but it was just so cool.
I just got that fairy tale of a horse, you know. It's funny, I've been waiting for this horse my whole life, and I've never had the opportunity to really have a horse that was so amazing. And I got him as a resale project, and then soon found out that he was just a really neat guy. And it's so funny how things get thrown at you at different times in your life. And I'm like, you know, I was totally set up for this horse like 10 years ago. Where were you? But I have him now, and I'm just going to try and keep him and run him. I own him myself, and I've tried to syndicate him a little bit, but haven't gotten very far with that. But he's just so special. It's just such a neat horse, and I'm really excited. I had to try, you know. I just never give up. I guess that's why I just kept going. I just have to try and do it. So
George Morris would be so proud.
Gosh, I would be so terrified.
He'd be so proud.
The ultimate idol for all of us, I think, in position wise and stuff. So
Maya, he's been on the show several times, and I'm always a nervous wreck before he comes on.
I would be too.
Tell us,
like, are you going to clinic with him? I'm like, nope. I think I'm going to ride the worst I've ever ridden.
No, thank you. Hey, tell us the horse's name and a little bit about him before we let you go, so we can keep an eye out on you guys.
Archie Rocks. I named him after my grandfather. My mom kind of named him, and his last name was Archie Ross. And mom said, "No, Archie Rocks." And so we named him Archie Rocks, and I got him just 2 years ago in February, and he's already going advanced. He's ridiculous. He's just the neatest horse. He's a thoroughbred. He raced like 28 times, I think, in like Michigan, and had a really wonderful owners there, I guess. Didn't win a lot, but had a fan club. And then I bought him through Chris Talley, who also is an advanced level eventer with another off the tracks thoroughbred that he got around the same time. So it's been kind of fun for us to come up the levels together with these two really incredible off the track thoroughbreds. I started this Crown Sport Horses, my business of kind of reselling thoroughbreds, because it's just always been my passion, and it's what I can do now. And Southern Pines was my twins and my best friend, Ellie Cahagan. And so we're doing this with the thoroughbreds, and they're just really neat animals. They just are so genuine. They have the biggest hearts, and they're competitive. And, you know, when I fell into that water, Archie found the corner, you know, he was on it. It's just so neat. He just loves it as much as I do. And it's just a really neat feeling.
Yeah. You can't tell me that you're making that horse do that. Oh my gosh. He was like,
no,
hang on, mama. We're going.
So yeah. He's so neat. Yeah. And he just, I think he paid attention to me. You know, I told him to slow down, and I was like, I don't have to make time. You know, I don't have to fly around. So I put him in a slower gallop, and he just stayed in the slower gallop. And yeah, he's phenomenal. My husband's always a little nervous about me doing this. And I'm like, if you want me to be on anyone, it's Archie Rocks. He really takes care of me. He's very, very neat. Very neat horse.
That's so cool.
It's fun. Fun to have that. Yeah.
Well, Maya Simmons, we're going to say we knew you win when you and Archie are running around Olex. So
that's right. Hopefully next year I'll be at your tailgate party.
Sounds great. We'll see you a half hour for the first jump. No, you better be on a horse. That's what we're going to
do. Yeah, I'll be on a horse next year for sure. Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Well, Maya Simmons, thank you so much. Give Archie Rocks a big old kiss.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Squeeze those little baby ears.
Well, I'm a big fan. I really appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks,
Absolutely.
Maya.
We'll talk to you soon.
Well, that was fun. We're going to take a little break here. We have to hear from our friends at Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're coming back with a listener that I really wanted to talk to because I could not do what she does.
She's a listener?
I didn't mean to say that. Did I say that?
You said, sorry. She's a listener.
I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, my gosh. How did she
I was
get,
thinking of what Maya just said. No. I meant our next guest. Sorry about that. Our next guest. I could not do what she does. There's no way.
I don't know how we're going to talk to her.
I don't either. I don't even know how she's talking to us. She probably has better cell reception than we do, which is sad, by the way.
Doubt it.
Yeah. We'll find out. Coming up in just a second.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, our next guest, her name is Jolynn Young, and she is a writer, a blogger, a calendar designer, a horsewoman, a photographer, and she lives 4.5 frickin' hours from the closest grocery store or town. I don't know how she does that 20 minutes away. I'm 20 minutes away, and I think that's way too far. Jolynn, how are you talking to us? Do you have cell reception where you live in the middle of nowhere?
I do. Actually, we recently moved. Now we are only 2.5 hours from town.
Oh, well, that's so much better. Yeah. Your blog.
Yeah,
it's
definitely a lot better.
JolynnYoung.com is the website. And I love the one article that really describes you called Desolate Ranch Wife. And we got in our pre-show meeting this morning and I said to Jamie, did you do any prep for today's show? And she said, no. And I said, you didn't? She said, no, I've been reading this blog the whole time. And I said, I had the same problem. Neither one of us did any prep because we were reading. You are hilarious.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's so funny. It's so funny. So basically, the blog is about your life living so far from civilization and how you guys survive and make it happen. But it's just hilarious.
What town is it that you live in?
I don't think there is a town.
We live the closest. We're on the ORO ranch in northern Arizona, so the closest town is Prescott.
That's the closest town to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my! Hold on, see, because I know where Prescott is. I was just there last weekend. I'm in the West Valley of Phoenix, and you're a couple hours from Prescott, though.
Yeah. Well. You know, it depends on where you live on the ranch as to how close you are to town. We were on the farthest camp, which was 4.5 hours away. And now we're, now we're a little bit closer. So we're 2.5 hours away.
That's a big ranch.
That's a big ranch.
It is. And yeah, the ranch, I mean, it's so big that, you know, people at different camps, they go to a different town. You know, Prescott, some people go to Kingman. It's a huge ramp. So yeah, it just depends on where you are. But
now
we go to Prescott.
Did you plan on this life? You grew up in California, right?
Yeah, I grew up on a little family ranch in Northern California, like right by the Oregon border. And then when I graduated college, I wanted to go to Nevada and work on a ranch. So I did that when I was 22. And about a year and a half later, I met a cowboy working at the neighbor's ranch. And a year after that, I married him. That's how we kind of set off on the big adventure.
I was reading the one article, Jamie, that she did about the trip to town. Did you read that one? About the trip?
Yes.
And it was just so funny to think about having to go to town twice a month and to buy everything, because you always go to the grocery store and you've forgotten three things. Even if they were on the list, you forgot them. And you can't do that when you live 3 hours from the grocery store.
Oh, no, I have two kids. I run out of steam. I forget all the time. I've learned to substitute, improvise, and make do. And my husband always says I never make the same thing twice. And I'm like, well, we're out of different stuff this time.
What's the toughest part of that whole process of living so far from civilization?
Just the social isolation. I don't mind, running out of groceries, and that's not that big a deal to me. It's I'm a people person, so that's why I maintain a blog, and I need to have some kind of connection with other people. So that's definitely the hardest part for me.
Now, I feel like you have a connection with other people, because I'm reading the Bathtub Bucket blog, and it says, as I bathed my two small children in a bucket while holding a flashlight, I thought, this is not real life. This isn't really happening. Soon I'll wake up and this will all be over. See, you get to hang out with kids.
They never go away. Of course. God. Right now, well, to give you an idea, right now I'm sitting in our pickup truck with a blanket and my cup of coffee, so that if my kids wake up, they don't storm the interview and interrupt this. They're in the house with my husband.
Just so you know, Jolynn, my child, my 3-year-old, is in the other room, and I always, the door is locked, but he will be banging on it in just a minute. So the same thing happens to me on a daily basis.
I don't know if it's because I never leave them, just, out of necessity, but they are all about mom.
Well, they have no choice. Nice. They have no choice. You're the only human they know beside dad.
I know. But, our 4-year-old daughter, she's a people person too. We go to town and she's trying to talk to everyone she meets. And it's kind of a liability, since we need to teach her, don't do that.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And
Now, you guys are, basically your husband, do they work the ranch with horses, or they still work the ranch with horses?
Tell us about the ranch. Yeah. What kind of ranch? What do you do?
A cattle ranch, and most of the cowboys don't have horse trailers, so my husband just rides his horse everywhere from the house that he needs to go to work, and they just take care of cows, and there's some yearlings here, and they have to put salt out, and a lot of the country is too rough and rocky for trucks or even a four-wheeler, so they pack salt on horses and mules. And there's a horse program that the ranch is, they've had it for a long time, but they're making some changes and starting to sell some rope horses and things like that. So,
and you're a roper too, right? Aren't you a roper too?
I am, when I get a chance. I really, really enjoy roping. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, it's really cool too that you hear about so many of the ranches now that are using four-wheelers for everything, or, helicopters or whatever. It's so cool to still hear about the ranches like the 4-6s in Texas that they still use the horses for everything. And that's kind of cool to hear.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite things about this ranch, or any of the other ones we've been on have been like that. But yeah, I really appreciate that. And I don't get to go out there and do it every day, but I sure enjoy, living on one of these ranches like that, and participating a little bit when I can.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the pictures on your blog. It not only is it desolate, it's absolutely gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah, gosh. We've just been in Arizona about 4 months, so probably most of the pictures you're looking at are from Nevada, but yes, those places are very beautiful.
Wow.
I'm looking, I found an article about the ranch, and it's 400 square miles, Glenn. Mm-hmm.
So when she says he rides out to go to work, by the time he gets there, he has to turn around and come home.
Okay, day's done.
Day's done. Sorry. Didn't get to the cows today.
Oh, they have it, yeah, it's divided up into, the ranch is divided up into five chunks, and each cowboy takes care of his own little chunk of land, so.
Is that how it works?
They didn't have to ride quite that far.
So.
On this ranch, yes, every ranch is different, but.
Well, you know, go ahead, Jamie, sorry.
Jolynn, I was noticing that, you know, this, you have this blog, you have this amazingly interesting life that so many people, I mean, you're like a pioneer woman with a internet. It's awesome. Now, you have a goal in life, that to become famous enough to do one thing, and tell everybody what your life goal is.
Oh, are you looking at the goal that I put on my blog? Be on Dancing with the Stars.
I can see it now. No. I can see the famous pioneer woman internet blogger, because they're literally at like D-list celebrities now. And so Glenn and I always said that they would call us, and that's when they're getting down to like XYZ.
XYZ, yeah.
So podcasters and internet and bloggers, we're going to have our day in the sun on Dancing with the Stars.
But you know what I thought about? I'm like, okay, that's kind of just a total pipe dream, because if it came down to it, could I leave my kids for 3 months? Hell no. So, I mean,
we take them with us.
It's a nice dream, though.
We'll take them with us.
Yeah.
Honey, you're moving to LA for 3 months.
God, what would LA seem like after where you've been living? Oh my God, you'd be running out of there in a day.
I know. I'd be eating a lot of takeout.
Has the blog?
Because I could.
I don't even know how we found you. Our guest wrangler found you. But has the blog taken off?
You know, I have a small but very loyal and encouraging and wonderfully supportive group of people who read my work. And occasionally, you know, I'll have one that'll get a blog post that'll get picked up by a bigger social media site or website, and it'll get a lot of shares. But, it hasn't taken off in terms of the blogging.
I think,
well, you're here. Something happened.
And I think with your humor, something's going to happen. This is going to go big. I think so. With your humor, I was laughing out loud every article I was reading. So this is just.
And Jolynn, I feel like, you know, we're very close to the same age. We're in the same life situation and in the family world. And I feel like we're the same person, because you talk about missing satellite TV the least. You said you pay too much money to hit page down 20 times, and then you end up doing exactly what I do, which is watch reruns of Friends.
Yep.
Sister, I get it. I get it. And I love you talking about Costco, because Costco and Cal Ranch are my two best friends too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want everything from Costco. Just one of each.
Or two of each, yeah. So I think that as a mom, I think one of the biggest challenges is leaving the house with one child. So when you leave the house, for those who don't have kids that are listening, you know, you have to pack diapers, wipes, snacks, extra clothes. Like, you can't just walk out of the house. So you walk out of the house, and I don't feel like you have easy accessibility to the Costco snacks and to all the things. How do you do it? I mean, you're hours down the road to the Costco. So when you leave the house, you leave the house.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just a way of life for us. My kids, my daughter, my 4-year-old, and she's a champion traveler, and she's fun. I take her anywhere. The 1-year-old, he's getting broken. But, I mean, just since they were newborns. I mean, my son, the 1-year-old, his first trip home from the hospital was 5 hours. So they just raise up doing that. And, I mean, all my neighbors are doing it. It's just normal to us. But, I mean, yeah, we just pack a big diaper bag, lots of snacks, and a big jug of water. And we just go to town and eat snacks on the way home, and they nap, and I don't know. I mean, I know everywhere we go is a road trip, which, yeah, most people exercise their brain, but we're just used to it.
I hate to get all practical here, but how do you keep the frozen stuff for, how do you keep the ice cream from melting on your 2.5 hour trip home?
I don't worry about it as much as I should. It's probably what I do. I bring a big ice chest, and then we put, I buy milk like 6 or 8 gallons at a time because you can freeze milk.
I did not know that.
I did. Yeah, it's, I learned from a older cowboy who he did that at his cow camp. So, you just freeze it, and it's a little bit, excuse me, a little bit icy until you get it completely thawed, but better than no milk. So yeah, I just put everything in the ice chest on the flatbed, and sometimes I get ice. In the summer, I'll buy ice, but in the winter, I just go for it and just don't stop or think about it, and it's usually okay.
Just don't think about it.
You can freeze cheese too, Glenn. I know, because I go to Costco and I buy like tubs of cheese, shredded cheese for the kiddo. So I get it. Well, I think you're amazing, and I think you're awesome, and I love how you're downplaying all of it, because you know, you've talked a lot about it, and you are the kind of person that wears your heart on your sleeve. I mean, it's so evident in your writing that you love your family and you love your life, and you're not complaining at all. This is not a complaining blog. It's a, this is life for other people in the world. And it's, you're lucky to have such a wonderful family, husband, and good sense of humor.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's focusing on the humorous and the positive helps me remember why I'm out here sometimes. So that's kind of why I do that.
Which is why I enjoy reading it. And it was like a page turner, because it's not complaining. It's entertainment, and it's just like, that's the way it is. And I, having a child, I understand just how exponentially harder things are for you. So I get it. And I love reading it, and I'm glad it's not me.
Oh. Well, thank you.
But I'm glad you're out there, sister. I'm glad you're out there, sister. I feel ya. I'm going to keep reading.
Well, thank you so much. It's been really fun chatting with both of you.
But bye, Jolynn. And I'll still take my 20 minutes to the grocery store over yours. I couldn't do it. I don't like my, you know, you said about the social part. I don't like myself that much. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I really need to be around other people.
Yeah, my husband is so good about, he can be isolated. He can be with people, that I've kind of just, I've leaned on him, and he's helped me with that one a lot.
Yeah, that's the toughest part, I think. It would be for me anyway. Beside the grocery thing.
Mm-hmm. Jolynn, before we let you go, I got to tell you, I think one of my favorite things about the whole blog was, there's a lot of women around me. I live in an agricultural neighborhood. Everybody has 2-3 acres, you know, and everybody does their own farm thing. And there's a lot of like preppers that live in my area, like kind of doomsday preppers, where they're like having cows and sheep, and for when the government shuts down, everything's going to end, and the Lord is the savior, and that's the only way we're going to make it. And I love the fact that on her blog, she talks about, first of all, the F-bomb is dropped, not spelled out. There's characters that are making the F-bomb. Like, it's
symbols.
You're real.
Symbols.
And then she puts her religion as attempting to follow Jesus, but I failed daily. One of the greatest joys of my life thus far has been teaching my daughter to pray, because whenever I curse, my daughter instantly asks God to forgive me. I got to teach my kid that. Damn it. Dear Jesus, please forgive my mama. Her foul mouth.
Yeah, that's what she says. And her voice is so cute. It perks me up, and then I don't feel like cussing anymore. So it's nice.
Or you just feel better because it's been forgiven.
Exactly. Exactly. It's twofold. Mm-hmm.
Till tomorrow. Till the next day.
Make it work. I love it.
Thank you, Jolynn. JolynnYoung.com.
Thank you both.
All right, bye.
Or you'll have you back on when you write your book.
When she's got her own TV show. TV show. She's going to have her own TV show.
A movie. It's going to be.
It's a reality show is what I see coming. There's a producer contacting her very shortly.
Hold out for the movie. Don't do the show.
Bye, Jolynn.
You have Sandra Bullock play you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's perfect.
Amazing.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, I know. She's a trip. And you really got to go read her. She is hilarious. She's the funniest blogger I've read in a long time. It's JolynYoung.com, J-O-L-Y-N, Young.com. You really do have to go. You will start and you'll be like Jamie and I this morning, and you'll just keep reading article after article. It's really good.
I got nothing done pre-show. Like, usually I get up at 4:45 and I come in and I sit down at my computer after making my coffee, and I sit down at 5 till and I read through the internet, trying to find all of any news stories or anything going on and get the pulse of the equine community. I did nothing this morning. I sat down at 5 till and I got through like 6 pages of the blog.
Well, we're going to head off in a little different direction right now. We are going to the World Cup in Omaha, Nebraska. Reese and Philip are there covering it for the Horse Radio Network. More having a good time, I think. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
It's good to talk to both of you. Now, you're there.
We never make it on the morning show, do we?
No.
We never get to get on the morning show. It's quite fun.
You've been banned up until now.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't let you come on. Yeah. So now, you guys are out there. The World Cup over out there has both dressage and jumping. And when did you arrive?
Yes, we both got in Wednesday night.
Okay,
so,
cool.
To a rainy, cold Omaha, Nebraska. I'm not sure it actually is sunny here, ever.
I haven't seen the sun. It doesn't exist here.
Reese and Philip, I got to tell you that when I think world-class dressage and world-class jumping, I immediately think Omaha. Not.
Yeah.
What?
You and everyone else.
What is going on?
We said the same thing, didn't we, Phil? Like, we definitely were surprised. Yeah, at the time everybody was. Everyone said, are you kidding me? We cannot believe we're going to Omaha, Nebraska. But I will tell you, it's been great. The venue is fantastic. The people in the town, everybody knows the horse people are here. And they've really embraced. You can get free shuttles around the town. You can, I mean, it's been way exceeded our expectations. Wouldn't you say, Phil?
Yeah, I mean, from the moment actually I stepped on the plane, I had to fly Toronto to Detroit and Detroit to Omaha. You know, I was sitting to a lady who said, oh, are you going home? I said, no, my home's not Omaha. She says, oh, are you coming to the horse show in Omaha? I said, yeah, that's what we're here for. She's like, oh, everybody's just so glad that we're here. And have been just so welcoming and just have, you know, oh, you should see this. You should go here. You should, you know, I mean, restaurant recommendations and everything. So I think that's been one of the best things is just the welcoming atmosphere. And, you know, we've been to Las Vegas and it was really fun. But at Las Vegas, you're just another person there for another event. This is really, you know, special because everybody's so happy that we're here. And so it kind of feels, I've joked that it's the best place outside of Canada for welcoming people there. So that's pretty fun.
Because they're so nice.
Phil's right at home. They're very nice and very, you know, just very welcoming. And the venue is fantastic. A lot of times in World Cups, you know, it's in downtown Stockholm, Sweden last year, and the horses literally live in the parking garages and have to go up ramps and all kinds of things. And here, the venue's all one level. And they have, you know, the stabling is separate, but the main warm-up ring is literally in the middle of the trade fair. So you can be sitting having your coffee and watch Isabel Vert warm up, because they have to come out into that warm-up ring. And then they walk right into the main CenturyLink Center, which is a beautiful center, really comfortable, really convenient. I was shocked to see it. And the other thing that's been interesting, is they brought a bunch of kids in. Philip loved that yesterday. they bought schools.
Buses, and there's kinds of kids, you know, experiencing the horse. They have a lot of, you know, Pony Club has a lot of things set up. There's a lot of things set up for the, you know, kid-friendly experience. And they're, you know, around the horses. And, you know, you just see kind of the awe in their eyes. And it's just wonderful to see. So, I mean, yeah, so many parts of this is great. And I think all the riders have said how horse friendly the venue is, and you know, and hospitable that way for the horses as well. And like we said, I mean, it's an indoor show, you know, always. So that's not always the case. So it's been really nice that way, I think.
Well, it, you know, it is a venue that's set up for horses. It just wasn't the kind with the English saddles before. So,
Yeah.
Now, so did the competition start yesterday?
Yes. So the competition was yesterday, and Isabel Vert won it with an 82%. And she's, you know, the most decorated dressage athlete ever of all time. And to watch her go in and ride is just, it's unbelievable. The girl doesn't make mistakes. She even admitted in the press conference she made one mistake, which is, you know, she's like, it was my fault in the two time changes. She said she went in and got her changes started and sort of forgot to get her to ride or count. Which all dressage riders can get. Like, we're all like, oh, Isabel Vert does that too. That's awesome. But she had a really phenomenal Piaf dressage tour. And then Laura Graves was second. And Laura really kept it together, didn't she, Phil?
I mean, that horse is electric, and especially in the indoor atmosphere. I mean, he was, you know, Piafing and passaging for his, you know, for his life. I said to Reese, you know, she's got to, you know, contain it a little bit because there's a freestyle coming tomorrow. So, yeah, she made a couple of little bobbles that cost her quite a few points, and she was second with a 79. But it's close competition. It's going to be tight for the World Cup champion coming Saturday evening.
Well, I'm so excited to hear that Laura Graves is right in there. I mean, in second place, that's really, especially behind, you know, the leader of the dressage world ever. So that's not too shabby, right?
And they're great. Yeah. You know, they're lovely. You know, we went to the press conference, and, you know, they're just lovely people and lovely to be around and listen to them talk and listen to their relationship with their horse. And Carl Hester was third and on a younger mount for him. He took him to the Olympics, but that horse can be very spooky. And he said, you know, his goal was to go in and make it just a really good, just a good Grand Prix, just a good go, nothing super spectacular.
Yeah, it's a solid ride. And a quiet ride. Yeah.
Has the, so you'll have freestyle, be today then?
Tomorrow. So today is actually Isabel Varick's doing a whole demonstration. They brought in some very good horses for her to work with, and that's this afternoon. And anybody that's out here, we're doing our listener meetup at 2:00. Phil picked a spot, the tailgate center. There's a tailgating area. Tailgate lounge, that's what it's called.
So Phil picked a spot that has alcohol, is what you're saying, at 2:00.
Yes. By the Stella. Because
it is after, it's afternoon. 2:00's afternoon, right?
It's afternoon, yeah. Absolutely.
So where is it again?
So that's our plan. It's in the tailgate lounge the tailgate lounge, there's the vendors, food vendors and drinks right there. So you don't just have to drink alcohol or have a beverage, but we'd love to see you guys, anybody who's out here.
Okay. Sounds terrific. And have you seen any of the jumping at all? Has that started?
It started last night, and actually we had been at the venue all day, so we did not stay for the jumping, but we'll probably stay tomorrow night to see the jumping. That would be lots of fun.
Yeah.
Listen to those dressage snobs. Oh, we didn't have time.
We didn't have the energy to watch a jumping.
We were
them out. Well, thank you guys for calling in. We really appreciate it. Have fun the rest of the weekend out there.
We will. You guys have a good time.
All right.
Now you can't say that you haven't been on our show, Philip.
Exactly.
Right? Have you never done the morning show?
At some point,
I think he's been on before.
Maybe twice, but it's not a regular occurrence.
Hey, you know what? We need a favor from you guys. Jennifer, what's our numbers today? We're gonna have them each pick a number, and they'll pick our winners of really bad ads for this month. Jennifer, you must be on mute. We can't hear you. And she's still on mute because I still can't hear her.
I'm back.
There we go.
We are between 1 and 396.
Well, all right. So, Philip, pick a number between 1 and 396.
217.
Okay, Reese?
All right, 217.
And Reese?
I'll pick 174.
Okay. We'll let you guys go. Thank you for picking the numbers, and have a great weekend.
You guys have a good day.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, bye, guys.
Of course, you can find Reese and of course, you can find Reese and Philip at the Dressage Radio Show. Just go to dressageradio.com or Horse Radio Network or on our app.
Sorry, I love Philip, but I love Reese.
She's a trip. She's a trip. You know, we were friends with Reese even before we started the Horse Radio Network in Kentucky. And it was just...
I know, she was on one of her...
She'd feel great to do this.
I know, she used to come on and do recipes with us here. That's a long time ago, Jamie. Jeez.
I know, if you remember, was she on our first episode?
No, but she was. She was pretty close.
Yeah, because she did Cooking with Reese, and she used to try to bring as many vegetarian-friendly recipes on, and she would literally, like, it was like a cooking segment. It was so fun, I miss it.
I know.
We need to find somebody else. She's too busy now, and she's all, like, super famous and stuff. So, like, we need to find somebody to
If you're just
a cooking aficionado, send us a message.
That's right.
That you would like to do a cooking segment. Once a month, you just do a recipe. We, like, talk about it, and we go on. Because every time Reese would do it, I would cook that for dinner.
You would. You would make it right away. And every time I would go, ooh, that sounds terrible. It's vegetarian.
I remember it was like she was using quinoa. And I was like, oh, cool. And you were like, what the hell is quinoa?
I had no idea.
You still don't know.
No, I still don't know. Still have never had quinoa. All right. Very good. Let's talk a little bit about, you know what? We're talking about Rolex, right? Our meetups at Rolex coming up.
Sure,
which means that people are going to have to, we're going to have to worry about one thing, and that is getting their country boots. If you don't own country boots yet, and you are going to Rolex, you're going to make the mistake I made last year. I showed up without tall country boots. And on Saturday, on cross country day, we had about 12 inches of rain. And so on Friday, I went down to one of the vendors, and thank God, because they don't always have men's sizes, they had some Ovation country boots in men's. And I was able to buy a pair and wear them all day Saturday. I cannot imagine having done that cross-country day in the pouring down rain at Rolex without my country boots. So if you don't have them yet and you're heading off to Rolex or you're just preparing for a spring rainy season wherever you live, you need to head on over to ovationriding.com. They have more choices in tall country boots than any boot that you're, than any company out there. They have about 20 different selections of them, and they have men's. And so that's something you don't see too often either. Plus, they're affordable. They're not $450. They're more in the $200 range.
Less than that. And I just was telling everybody, Glenn, on Wednesday that Horse Lovers with a Z literally had them on their clearance for one pair. They had one pair left for $40.
Oh, wow. But was that some odd size, like size two?
No, it was like a return. So they do these like return sale. They sell things and people return. So they're out of the box. And crazy
box sale. Yeah.
Open box sale. That's what it's called. Thank you, Jennifer. And they had a pair of the country boots on the open box sale for $42.
Well, I love the look. I don't know if you've seen them yet. The look of the country Ovation country boot, the Alistair, which has the buckles and the laces on the side. It is so cool looking. It is really
mine
cool
are
looking.
Awesome too. I can't remember what they were called, but they have the like a lacing on the sides, and they're navy blue and brown. They're
That's the Alistair, and they have the buckles at the top. Yes,
that's my boot.
Yes, I love that. But I love the look of that boot. That's really cool looking. You can find them. Just head over to ovationriding.com. Like the Alistair runs $219. You know, you're not gonna get. There's that other brand that everybody likes, but these are just as good a quality for half the price. Exactly.
Oh my God, right?
Exactly.
They're $500. Like, and you can't even show in them.
Right. That's right. So
start with a D, by the way.
So get yours today, and don't forget them when you head off to Rolex to meet us on cross country day. You're gonna need them. Well, we are, what's this time? I haven't done one of these in a while.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when we read some listener-submitted ads that, well, we just have some fun with them. And they found them on Craigslist or Facebook. I have to tell you a quick story that John Kyle said he would be happy to do Really Bad Ads today when he saw I was sick. And he said he'd be happy to call in and do Really Bad Ads with you today. So you even have world-class announcers wanting to do Really Bad Ads with you, Jamie.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you know? They want to do them with me, but they want to
like
do them with you.
Bucket list.
Yeah,
for
that's
podcasting.
Right. That's right. That's right. It is for podcasters too. All right, Jennifer, what prizes did we have for this month? And then we're going to give a couple. We're going to give these away today.
That is correct. Our first prize is the Noble Outfitters Equine Essential Tote. The quintessential on-the-go grooming tote is an organizational dream. And the perfect addition to your equestrian gear, allowing you to have everything you need wherever you go. And the easy cleaning mesh base ensures that dirt goes away and stools stay.
Stools do stay.
The bottom of it's made of that real fine meshy like stuff, kind of like what fly masks are made out of. So all the gunk and garbage falls out the bottom. It's awesome. So you can visit nobleoutfitters.com and see all of their products. That's a $54 value. And also, we are giving away a pair, that's right, two Cavallo Trek hoof boots, the ones that Scooter and Nigel wear. Cavallo's Trek boots are the most flexible, durable, breathable, and user-friendly member of the Cavallo hoof boot lineup. And yes, it's hoof boot.
It sounds ridiculous that you say that. Hoof boots? It's a hoof boot.
See, I never heard anybody say hoof words. Until I came down here. It's like,
those two words together not make sense.
Hoof boot.
All right, let's continue with the ad here. Let's continue.
We had a discussion
tough
on
for regular use. Tough for hoof or hoof, your horse's feet will love Cavallo. Tough for regular use by barefoot horses riding on punishing terrain, yet simple enough for the horse who has lost yet another shoe. Just slip on the Trek and your horse's hoof will be protected in a truly durable cocoon of safety. No vet wrap or duct tape required, and he'll still have it on when he comes in from playing halter tag with his friends. Trek hoof boots come in a variety of sizes that fit everything from minis to drafts. And this pair of hoof boots is a $160 value. You can learn more at cavallo-inc.com.
All right, let's...
Hold on, my dog is barking. Woof, woof.
All right, I'm too sick to listen to you guys argue about. You notice I say feet now. I never say that word anymore. I say feet. I never say it anymore.
We had an argument on Wednesday, so we're just following up. We love each other.
Yeah. All right, let's pick the winners. Noble Outfitters Equicentral Tote goes to number 217.
217 is one Katie Moulton.
Katie. Woo-hoo! Good job, Katie.
Katie.
Yay. And the $160, we give away damn good prizes on this show. $160 worth of Trek hoof boots is
$174. Rebecca Brasher wins Cavallo Trek boots.
Well, congratulations, Rebecca. Good job. All right, we better get on with the ads here, and we'll have some new prizes for you next week.
All right. Well, Betty sent in the first. Yeah, I'll read it quick. Betty Faye sent this one in. Special horse needs forever home. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's a special horse.
Special.
For your consideration, Manny the Maneater, or Spike, as we affectionately call him, is, in fact, one-of-a-kind paint horse. If you're seeking a partner that may test your patience, frustrate you, and look good doing it, Spike is your guy. Spike has been returned resold and rehomed more times than he would like to admit, and mostly because he's a jerk. Spike was gelded late in life, which left him lacking in the training slash manners department. Spike would like to redeem himself and find a person that may be able to tolerate him for the rest of his life. Spike is broke to ride. That being said, he needs someone who doesn't have hands like a butcher and can keep his head on the right way. Spike likes to test his rider, so if you're not confident, he will eat you for lunch. He enjoys Western dressage and actually has a decent frame if you can get him to go forward. He's also been trail ridden extensively. Spike has no right lead to speak of, but he does lope. Kind of. Can't lope on the right lead. Spike is currently working on Haunches Inn, but has been known to kick up when asked to do anything resembling work. He has never actually dumped anyone, but if you ask for a fight, he will bring the gods. Spike would like to find a person who is smarter than him and won't be conned into his tricks. Speaking of tricks, he also knows how to take off his bridle during work, and he has a keen ability to locate gates in an arena.
He's related to Zeus. He's Zeus's brother.
It was Thor who would run to the gate when he first came. Oh my god. Spike doesn't really stand tide, and he does not appreciate baths. He does trailer load amazingly.
He's always trying to get Spike. The hell out of there.
Yep, take me home. Spike doesn't kick, but if you feed him cookies, he might eat your face. For real. If you think Spike might be your dream horse, please send me a private message. A percentage of the proceeds from the sale of this horse will be donated to a local legit horse rescue so they can save more jerks like Spike and try to make them into good citizens.
Again, did anybody call? That's the question of the day. Did anybody call?
I'd almost call just to see this horse. It sounds like a challenge.
All right, Kayla's Mosher sent in the Mosher? Mosher? Kayla Mosher. Sent in the following one. Anyone in need of a rotten mini? He's not a kid's pony. What is the theme today? He is a cheap entertainment, but he's a jerk. He's been known to eat small children and kicks like a burro. He might even be a crypt.
Crypt orchid. Mun ball.
Oh. He is rideable and pulls a cart. He would look great tied to a trailer at barrel races.
That's what he's good for, yeah.
Or if you have kids you're not particularly fond of. Also, he has cool hair, and his name is Hercules. I don't need to find him a home, but he's a giant pain in the butt. Oh, lastly, he is 5, so you can enjoy his awful little self for the next 25 years. Oh, that sold it right there.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
All right.
The next one came from Victoria, and she sent it in. I can't wait because it comes from High Caliber Horse Rescue, which, as you know, they write unbelievably good ads or bad ads. Here we go.
Love a mare? Kirik is a cute little 4-year-old Spanish blooded something. She's also a everything you gelding people hate about mares, well, she's the poster child. From the squeals to the stomps to the bipolar episodes, Kirik just wants to be your best frenemy. She wrote the book on, I love you, come here. I hate you, go away. Where are you going? I love you. Why are you bothering me? Go away. She's great for some of us. Yet tries to chase others from her stall, ears pinned with the devil's glare. She's the horse who will be an angel for you. But the sweet little no hable inglés stall cleaner will rake from the outside. Thank you very much. Kirik may look innocent in her picture, but the truth is, getting her ears up was about as easy as asking a teenager to smile in a family picture. There was a lot of eye rolling in the form of tail swishing and several, are we done yet? Kirik is looking for a home or a trainer to start her at a reasonable cost. She has likely already been backed, considering the 2 youngsters she came in with rode. Our riding team is mostly too bootylicious to hop onto this petite 14.2 girl. Someone has to be as crazy as, but far skinnier, than Michelle and like these face horses. If you're out there, bring your crazy our way. Then you can meet our crazy, and we can all be crazy together.
Did High Caliber Victoria. Just call all of their helpers fat? Did
Oh, Victoria, that was fantastic.
It was well read.
Oh, I'm crying. I was like trying not to laugh out loud so I wouldn't miss anything.
But
oh,
I think High Caliber did just call all of their helpers fat. I think it's.
I know. Bootylicious.
We don't have any skinny helpers here at High Caliber. All our volunteers are fat and can't ride this horse. They're California, aren't they, that group?
Huh?
Weren't they California High Caliber?
I believe so.
Yeah. That was funny. That was very well read. Victoria, I think, is new at reading, and that was good.
Remember, if you do read the ad yourself, you get double the entries into the prizes. So,
well done.
Just saying.
Sean sent the following. Oh, that's yours. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Is it Sean?
I think that's how she says it. Yeah, we determined that. Yep.
Okay, well, cool. I love it. It's beautiful. Great horse, Castledale, Utah, for $1,000. 13-year-old blue roan mare. She is a great horse. Excuse me, Lukey. She has moved cows on the mountain and desert. I've used her as a pack horse. She's been used in 4-H. Just a great all-around horse. And long or in long or strenuous trips, she starts to limp. So she needs to cut back. I also have a 21-year-old thoroughbred black mare that I'll throw in as a package deal. So I'm going to sell you this old mare who does nothing and we don't even care about because we'll throw her in free. And you have to buy her with the lame one.
With the lame one, yeah. I love how they want to sell the lame one for $1,000.
I'm like, this sounds like a nice horse. She moves cows. She's a pack horse. Yeah. She's 4-H. Oh, but then she limps.
She limps. Yeah, that's limping issue. So.
You could
don't worry about that. Yeah. Tammy sent the following win in ponies, $400 in Ascaloosa, Kansas.
If that's a real place, I want to go to there.
Ascaloosa. Ponies for sale. One is 6 or 7 year old mare. Her name is Biddy. She is Borky. To ride bareback or saddle takes a bit, doesn't it? Care to have her feet trimmed. Nice pony gets along well with others. Then there's her son, Little Dashbit. He is still standing at stowed when he was born 5/14/16. He is still growing. He is a hyped pony. He is halter broke and has been saddled. He has started groundwork and will load. I don't even know how you say that. Groundwork. And will load in a tray. Everything is misspelled in the set. He will stand tied for hours. He has had his feet trimmed. Asked price is $400 and $400 for him or best offer. If interested, personal message me. I have no use for them. Kids have their favorites, and these aren't the ones. That's the best line of the day. Kids have their favorites, and these are not them.
These ain't them. And in keeping with the theme of everything was misspelled, I actually Googled Ascaloosa, and they misspelled that. It's Oskaloosa. starts with an O.
They misspelled their own town?
They spelled their city wrong.
Oh, jeez.
Awesome.
That was a hard one to read.
Good job. These ain't the ones. Ruby sent in the next one, and she was searching in Rigby, Idaho for a turkey, apparently, and it's $25. And as every male turkey's name.
Ruby's Thomas always searching for a bird.
What?
Ruby's always searching for birds.
She's a bird lover.
Yeah, she has more
I don't
birds.
Know. She's, I don't know why, but she was just looking. I don't know. It's a Facebook ad. So, Turkey, $25 in Rigby, Idaho. Thomas is in need of a new home. I don't care if you take him for a guard dog, use him to start your turkey dream farm, or eat him. He's just got to go. Thomas is supposedly a broad-breasted bronze, but who knows if that is accurate since he was supposed to be a she. He weighed about 20 pounds last time I picked him up about 2 months ago. He probably weighs more now, but hell if I'm picking him up again to find out. $25 should cover the therapy I'm going to need after being body slammed and chased around the yard despite beating him over the head with a feed scoop. He's persistent. I'll give him that. Delivery is not available.
And we've all had, everybody's had chickens. Has had that one chicken that will attack you. I mean, there's always one. And the one chicken that will come after you. And, you know, you don't think that's scary because it's just a chicken. But I have drop kicked that chicken a few times when we had that one.
Oh, my God. It's so funny you mentioned that. Because over at Baby Zara's, where Zara's kept, they have chickens. And Lucas has named one of them Pecky. Pecky. Mom, Pecky's coming. Pecky's coming. Get me. Pecky's coming. Pecky pecked him in the face one time. So Pecky has been drop kicked by me a few times.
And you know what? And you think that's mean, but they come back for more.
Oh my God. Pecky comes running right back to your feet.
They think it's a game. They think it's a game.
There's no bugs in my shoes. Stop pecking my shoes. I'm trying to throw hay bales out yesterday. And I was like, I wonder if Pecky just got squished. You got mad. I'm just kidding.
Mary Ellen sent the following one in. Horse stock trailer for sale. All four wheels are in excellent condition and the floor is solid. The lights work and it's ready to haul. It does not have a divider in it. Trailer only needs a new paint job. Asking $850, make an offer.
Oh, my God. It's like an armored car.
It does. It's silver, and it looks like they painted an ugly silver color over the rust. Because it's a rounded, one of those two-horse rounded trailers like we always get. But it looks like it's completely rusted out, and they just painted this silver color. Battleship gray. That's what it is. It is battleship gray.
I think they really did use old battleship paint from World War II.
It kind of looks
that way. And I really feel like this is back in the day where nobody knew horses and trailers needed ventilation.
Yeah, because there really wasn't any windows.
There's no ventilation getting in the thing at all.
But I will give it credit. It has brand new tires on this thing. I don't know where they came from, but yeah, not quite worth $850. Jennifer will post that one on Facebook.
Good luck getting your horse a load in that thing.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more. Do you want to do yours at the bottom there, or you want me to do mine?
Okay. I'll do it. Okay. I'll go for it.
Thanks.
Beth sent this one in, and Jessica sent this one in, so you both get entered. You both get credit because this is a long one. Hang in there. Training. She's what I like to classify as not raised by DVD trainers. She is halter broke, but no, she doesn't come to you wanting cookies and scratched. She runs in a big pen and is snorty on the ground. If you have to ask for a further explanation on what that means, you need not apply. Uses. I have no idea if she is the next NFR horse or will spend the rest of her life toting around somebody's little snot bubble child. But I'm sure with the proper training, she can go in just about any direction. Said every sale ad ever.
Boy, they've been listening to our show.
Right? She can go in any direction. Health. What that means, by the way, is you have to train her.
Yeah, exactly.
She knows nothing. Health. Feet done. Wormed a month ago. DNA on file. 5-panel negative. No, she doesn't have her current shots or negative Coggins, but that's available for the low cost of $100. Video. If you ask me for a video, I'll send you whatever was the last one taken on my phone. We will call it video roulette. More photos located in my albums under her name. Disposition. Horse. Location, Glen Rose, Texas. How far I am from you. How far ever your nifty map app on your phone tells you we are. Trace, negative Ghost Rider, unless it's something that doesn't eat. Is she still available? Is the ad still up? Reason for sale. Because I don't like how she turned out. Gasp. I know. I'm a horrible human. But she isn't large enough for what we do. And God forbid someone's honest in their ad. Jeez. Other.
This woman's no. got an attitude.
I know, right? No. We don't deliver. Yes, you can come look at her. No, I don't need to hear that you want her, but you have to ask your husband, wife, parents first. Yes, she is trailer broke. No, she isn't trailer broke if your trailer is a two-horse pop can. Yes, you can pay to have her shipped. Price, $1,500. Or if you make a donation to Spark Worldwide for $1,500 for our mission trip in June, the Philly's yours for free. And your donation is a 100% tax write-off.
I'm not
sure. Are they trading a horse for a vacation?
I don't know. I'm not sure I'd want to live with this woman, to be honest. She's got an attitude.
This is a horse chick.
Yeah, she's been around the block too, and she's sick of people just telling lies and ads. Jeez. All right, that was a good batch of ads, everybody. Thank you so much for sending them in. We'll have new prizes that we'll announce next week. But before we go today, I just wanted to say, and I haven't heard because I haven't talked to you in forever, that you posted a video. Everybody can go to Horses in the Morning Facebook page and see the video that Jamie posted with your baby Zara yesterday. That is the cutest baby ever and the longest nose ever.
She's adorable and probably has a long nose because it was like a selfie type video.
Looking up. Yeah.
She has to get dewormed on Saturday. And so I'm trying to teach her not to fight being dewormed and not hate it by putting applesauce in a syringe and giving it to her. I think she hates applesauce more than dewormer. Like she hates this applesauce. I'm going to try maple syrup today. Another listener suggested that I do that, but
yeah, who doesn't like maple syrup? Right. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. And, but the only thing is all I have is like the really expensive maple syrup. So I'm like hoping I don't make a complete mess out of it. I need to go get some of that corn syrup.
$25 a bottle.
Yes, exactly. I get it at Costco for like 15. So it's a little selfie video and she's doing the flaming response, which is like the lip up when they smell. Oh my God.
It's really hilarious when they have like no teeth.
I know, little tiny baby teeth. Like she's so cute.
Now is she shedding out? Because I noticed the top of her snout has a different color. It's like much darker. Is she shedding out? Is that what's happening? Or
this is a point of contention with my husband and I.
Okay,
he seems to. He constantly says she's going to be liver. She's going to be liver. Look, she's going to be liver. She's got a liver chestnut. You got a liver chestnut. Look at it. Da, da, da. No, I can't admit it because I want it so bad that I don't want to say it out loud because I feel like maybe I'll jinx it if I discuss it. But yes, she is shedding out in patches darker. And our listener Celeste saw the pictures and sent me a picture of her baby that she's raising that did the same exact thing that is also liver chestnut, but I just can't admit it yet because I don't want to say it and not have a liver chestnut because I almost bred pink to a liver chestnut stallion because I wanted a color. Like, but you don't breed for color and I got my brain together and I didn't do that. Oh my God, it'd be so cool. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did.
The internal monologue, that is me.
So what I got out of that is you would like this baby to be a liver chestnut.
It was really, really bad.
That's what I got out of really that. Yes.
But I can't talk about it. And Chad's like, why won't you just say it? Why can't you say it? I'm like, I can't. I don't know what you're talking about.
And it is true. Until they shed out that baby fur, you don't know what they're going to be, really.
You don't know. Yeah. And he's like, is she shedding out? And I scratch her and groom her every day, and not one dang hair on her back has released itself. She's still fuzzy as the day she was born. So she hasn't lost any of that.
Now her skin's irritated from the abrasive SOS pads that Jamie's been using, trying to get the hair off.
I don't think you're supposed to.
I'm surprised you haven't clipped her yet.
Oh my God, Glenn, I thought about it. I
bet you did too.
She's so hot. But she's very adorable. Yeah, I posted that video on her Horses in the Morning and the Auditor's page. She's just the cutest thing ever. And I just love her so much. And I just squeeze her and hug her and kiss her on the nose when she's not trying to bite my face. She's awesome.
Well, she's very cute. Well, that's it for this week. We have a lot of good shows coming out. Did you get a chance to listen to the latest Around the Track yet?
Oh my God.
With
is I cried at one point when she was talking about American Pharoah. I couldn't. It's so good. And we've interviewed her.
Donna Barton Brothers is who he had on around the track.
We've interviewed her several times. And I love her. And I learned so much about her and the backside and the world.
I didn't know about her whole start. Yeah, you know, I knew she was I knew her mom was a famous jockey, and I knew obviously she was Donna Barton Brothers, who's who we're talking about, and she's on Around the Track this episode 4 that just came out. But I didn't know about the history of what it was like for her back then as a female jockey, and it was not what I expected, right? And I don't want to give it away, but it was not what I expected. You expected it to be a different answer.
It was so surprising and so interesting and so unique. And I feel so lucky to have that show as part of our network.
Yeah, it is definitely a really, really good show, and he does a terrific job with it.
It's the first time that he, the host, what's his name again?
Scott.
Scott
Jagow.
So it's the first time Scott, usually like in the past, it's been just recording clip, like him talking about what he asked and then a clip of the interview. The whole thing is a conversation, and I liked it so much better. Just seemed to flow a lot better, and how he just talked. It was his question and her answer, his question, her answer, as opposed to like a pre-recorded produced question and then a produced answer. I don't know. It was just really, really cool.
It was really good. And I think it gets better every time. So yeah, check it out. It's on our app, Around the Track. And
who's next?
I don't know. He didn't tell me. I don't know who's next. I'm surprised sometimes, you know, he didn't mention at the end of the show, cause I listened for that.
He always says who's coming up next time.
And you know what? Almost everybody he's had on, we've interviewed before, but he gets so much deeper and gets things out of him that I've never heard him talk about before anywhere.
Well, it's not a 10-minute interview. It's an hour.
Right.
And so
exactly.
It's such a good, I mean, a scary thing about doing those long interviews is I'm afraid I'm going to run out of stuff to say. But what was interesting to me, and I learned about, we haven't talked about this, and it was they're both talking about learning how to interview people. And how they do it. And to me, that was super interesting in the world that you and I are in.
Right. Right. The world we live in. Yeah. It was very, very good show. And also the Wegg Show is out. Jennifer did that with Samantha. And we talked to our friends in the para world. It was Para 101. And probably had the best explanation of para, because it's so complicated with all the levels and stuff, on the Wegg Show that we've ever had. And I appreciate Samantha and Jennifer covering me there. And you're going to have a trip. So we'll let you go. Finish getting packed. And we'll talk to you Monday morning from Flag Is Up Farm.
Oh my gosh, I'll be there. It's going to be awesome.
All right, talk to you there.
Everybody. Have a great one. Spay, neuter, geld.
Oh, my closing music doesn't work. Hold on.
I can sing.
Oh no, it's not there. Let's end with some Templeton. I have no closing music. All right, everybody.
Well,
see ya.
I got myself in a real bad situation.